This is Adam Hannon, master of Akalani's Fellowship Lodge in Lafayette, California. And you're listening to The Trestle Board for October 2020. From the East, a message from worshipful Adam J. Hannon. Greetings, brethren and friends. As you should have already heard, this past month a car accident caused some damage to our lodge building. I am so grateful to worshipful Marion Rogers for his leadership in aligning insurance companies, Grand Lodge, engineers, demolition crews, etc. While we do not yet know all the things that will need to be repaired and whose insurance will cover what, worshipful Marion is ensuring we have all the details so we can make appropriate decisions for the future of our building. I would also like to thank the members of the Hall Association for their focus and dedication to resolving this issue, and for coming together this past weekend to clear out the storage room, which was damaged in the crash. On a lighter topic, we held our first annual trivia contest in September. Thanks to the detailed work of our trivia master, our senior steward, Fraser Marshall, a small group of contestants battled it out for bragging rights and a cheap plastic trophy. Although going into the final question with a one-point lead, quite amazing given that scoring was based on accuracy and speed of answers, worshipful Brad Rupert pulled out a win in the end. Congratulations, worshipful Brad. Last month I shared that October 14, 1920, was the day Fellowship Lodge received its charter from Grandmaster Charles Albert Adams. On October 14th of this month, I hope you all will take a moment out of your day and remember the value the lodge has brought into your lives, and imagine where we might be 100 years from now. And while you do that, please do think about what you would be willing to contribute for our lodge time capsule, which we will dedicate sometime next year. In the meantime, we have lots of events and activities in the works for our virtual lodge experience. We recently announced upcoming Intro to Freemasonry educational sessions that our Assistant Secretary and Hiram Award winner, Fred Lezak, will lead for interested men. I'm working to identify more guest speakers, and our social committee is investigating several really fun activities we can do as a lodge online. If you've ever wondered how our Grand Lodge functions, I encourage you to sign up for this year's annual communication, which will be held on the mornings of Saturday, October 10th and Sunday, October 11th. Registration is required, but is a simple process from your iMember 2.0 app. You have installed it on your phone, right? Or on Freemason.org. With COVID, the ceremonies have been all but eliminated, excepting Grand Lodge installation on Sunday, but you will still be able to hear the reports on the year, plans for the future, and the Grand Master's legislation. That legislation, assuming it passes, will give us the ability to begin holding more structured and official stated meetings over Zoom. We will still not be able to perform any of our ritual, but will be able to begin to address the things we typically address in our stated meetings, and even have official votes. As for our lodge calls, thank you to all who've been regular attendees. If you haven't joined us, why not? You don't have to travel anywhere. There's no ritual to be concerned with, in case your trowel might be a bit rusty. And you can catch up with your brethren. If the technology is daunting to you, please contact me directly and I will work with you to help you get connected. We really do want to hear from you and use this as a time to strengthen our bonds. Plus, it's just great to see old friends. Our meetings are held every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. and are easy to access. If using a computer or a smartphone, visit this URL, bit.ly/AFL weekly call. Password, if asked, AFL480. If dialing in by phone, 623-404-9000, meeting ID 149-408-7025. Password 738710. As always, I'd like to remind you all that even though our lodge activities are on hold, that doesn't mean our Masonic activities must stop. In fact, this is an ideal time to practice memory work. Call a brother and work together. Learn one of the charges. work on your degree proficiency, or if you are a master mason and have never done it, learn the third degree proficiency. Officers, work on your proficiency for next year's role. We should use this time productively so we come out of the quarantine ahead of where we were when it started. Finally, I once again remind you that the Lodge is here for you in time of trouble. Please let me know if any of our brothers are ill during this time, if anyone needs assistance getting groceries, or if someone just needs to talk. Together, we will come through this experience stronger. My continued healthiest wishes and regards to you and your families. iMember 2.0. A month in, nearly 85% of California lodges have already begun to access their portals in iMember 2.0, the new membership platform, one of the highest adoption rates of any Grand Lodge jurisdiction on the system. Yet with so many new features just a finger swipe away and many more being prepped for launch this fall, there are still lots of questions left to be answered, starting with some of the most basic. How do I get to iMember 2.0? iMember 2.0 is designed to work on any mobile phone, tablet, or desktop or laptop computer with an internet connection. Simply visit freemason.org and click the For Members button in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. If you haven't logged on yet, you'll need to create an account, so have your email address, membership number, and a unique password ready to go. Can I download iMember 2.0 on my phone? Yes. Whether you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can add a home screen shortcut to access iMember 2.0 quickly and easily. To install, use your web browser to visit the site and select Add to Home Screen. The exact placement of the button will depend on your web browser, Safari, Chrome, or Firefox. See detailed instructions here. Are there more features in the works? You bet. Here are a few we're most excited about developing and introducing over the next several months. 1. Digital dues, reminders, and payment plans. In the past 2 years, lodges across the state suspended more than 1,000 masons for failing to pay dues. Yet when reached by Grand Lodge staff, 82% of those suspended didn't even realize they had failed to pay their dues, and two-thirds didn't even know they had been suspended. With iMember 2.0's digital dues, these types of failures will be a thing of the past. With just a few clicks, lodge secretaries will be able to send out reminders of upcoming dues to all registered members using those members' preferred communication medium. That includes email reminders, text messages, or even automatic phone calls. From there, members will be able to log on to iMember 2.0 and pay their dues online, either all at once or on an installment plan. For more information about digital dues, check out one of the virtual seminars designed for lodge officers, especially secretaries. 2. Expanded social networks. Masons are all about fellowship, and iMember 2.0 will offer them unprecedented opportunities to connect. Just as you have access to your lodge profile on the new platform, iMember 2.0 will soon offer members the ability to join special interest groups through a social media-style portal. So motorcycle enthusiasts can join Hiram's Hogs, for instance, or snowbirds can join the Solomon's Skiers. A beta version of this feature is already live, and members are clearly excited about it. In just 4 weeks, Masons have viewed posts in some of these affinity groups more than 25,000 times. 3. New ways to share resources. Just about every lodge has a back room full of extra aprons and officers' jewels. A new feature in development will give members a chance to donate or swap certain Masonic regalia on a virtual marketplace akin to Craigslist or Nextdoor. The new platform is called Solomon's List. Details are still being worked out, but imagine if newly formed lodges were able to take advantage of surplus regalia cluttering up older lodges. 4. One-stop shop for hall associations. You probably already know about the challenges of operating a joint hall association with another lodge. This fall, iMember 2.0 will help relieve some of that burden by releasing a new Hall Association dashboard where members can store documents, communicate with their association across different lodges, and work with Grand Lodge to submit requests and reports. 5. Keeping track of attendance. A virtual Tyler's Register is another feature in the works for iMember 2.0. Using this feature, members can scan a QR code at Lodge through their phone to digitally check into the meeting. For members, it's a fun way to track how often they visit Lodge, either their own or while traveling. For Lodge leaders, it's a useful tool to keep track of how active their membership is and to act quickly when attendance flags. For questions on iMember, contact Member Services at 415-292-9180. Or memberservices@freemason.org. The Story of Thomas Starr King. Learn the story of California Freemason Thomas Starr King, who is credited with influencing California to remain with the Union during the Civil War. He was a member of Oriental Lodge No. 144 in San Francisco and is buried in the city. Thomas Starr King also served as the Grand Orator of the Masonic Grand Lodge of California in 1863, dying in office. His statue was once one of the two representing California in Sanctuary Hall until it was returned in 2009. It now is on display in the Civil War Memorial Grove near the California State Capitol in Sacramento. We have been invited by the Orinda Lodge to a featured presentation on Thursday, October 15th at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Details with links to join the meeting will be sent out separately to all members of the Lodge. As this will not be a titled meeting, friends and family are welcome to join. October birthdays. Derek S. Walter, October 2nd. J. O. Dryden II. October 3rd. Michael E. Roberts, Past Master, October 4th. Richard D. Maxwell, October 9th. Milton F. Brazzoni, October 15th. Max W. King, Past Master, October 15th. Donald H. Freitas, Past Master, October 19th. Michael S. Weiss, October 19th. Gerald W. Walker, October 31st. G. Michael Wilson, Past Master, October 31st. Third Degree Anniversaries. James V. Davy, October 25th, 65 years. Theodore D. Zeller, October 30th, 58 years. Richard J. Kiner, October 13th, 42 years. Thomas E. Riley III, Past Master, October 30th, 36 years. George R. Peck, October 22nd, 35 years. Frank P. Essert, October 26th, 35 years. Kevin S. Moore, October 26th, 29 years. Marion P. Rogers, Past Master, October 24th, 11 years. Robert L. Smith, October 1st, 9 years. Adam J. Hannon, October 31st, 5 years. Alan J. Holberg, October 22nd, 1 year. Fraser A. Marshall, October 25th, 1 year. Important upcoming dates. Every Tuesday, virtual meetup. Connect with the Brethren during our virtual video chats. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Join us at this URL. https://bit.ly/AFL weekly call. Password, if asked, AFL 480. If dialing in by phone, 623-404-9000, meeting ID 149-408-7025. October 6th, non-stated meeting. Join us virtually to get caught up on all the news with the Lodge and to stay connected to the Brethren. Start time is 7 p.m. URL is the same as previously mentioned. October 15th, Thomas Starr King presentation. Join as special guests of Arinda Lodge to learn about the life of California Freemason Thomas Starr King from Most Worshipful John Cooper, past Grand Master. Information about joining the event will be shared electronically. The presentation will not be titled and is open to all. And this has been Adam Hannon, Master of Akalani's Fellowship Lodge No. 480 in Lafayette, California, with the Trestle Board for October 2020. Until next time, my brethren.